بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Last week we discussed two alphabets and letters which are emphasized when pronounced from the throat, the ha and the ayn. So the recitation of that, inshallah, we practice during the week. Therefore, the ayn and the ha will be pronounced from the throat with emphasis, and we should find that there is a difference between ha and ha as compared to ha. The ha is with emphasis, and even the ayn with some effort from the throat. So performing, or rather pronunciation of the ayn, it's not in rounding the mouth where a person says oin. So it's not just about the oin, where a person just rounds the mouth, but it's from the throat where a person says ayn. Today, inshallah, we concentrate on some of the letters that are pronounced with the full mouth. One of them would be, when we recite, we say, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ طَى. As compared to شَيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ, that's a ta. That's incorrect. So how do we distinguish and show the difference between a ta and a ta? What's the meaning of a full mouth? Full mouth does not mean the rounding of the lips. Full mouth is when the back portion of the tongue rises to the palate. So if we pronounce to ourselves and we say ta, we'll notice ta is the tip of the tongue going to the palate. Ta. As compared to saying ta, ta is more the center going up to the palate. So that's going to be the difference. Ta forward. That's the tip, the front part of the tongue. Pa is the center of the tongue rising, center going to the back that rises. So ta, pa. So there should be pa where the tongue is rising to the palate. Similar would be kaf. Kaf. Kaf is empty. It's also the tongue that rises to the palate. But now we will notice kaf. Kaf, that's gone further back as compared to kaf. Kaf is also the tongue rises to the palate, but that's to the center. And the kaf, you've gone extreme back now. Kaf, extreme back, rising to the palate. So that's what creates the effect of a full mouth. So ta, pa, kaf. Kaf is empty, and compared to qaf, that's the extreme back of the tongue when rises to the palate. Similar with the seen. Seen. So that is empty. Seen. And saad. So seen is the front, but saad is the center and of the tongue when the tongue rises to the palate. Saad. So if we can concentrate on just these three, which create a full mouth, there are other letters. Example, the ra in some scenarios. In some scenarios, we'll discuss that inshaAllah. But today, just these three huruf. The ta, qaf, and the saad. These three alphabets pronounced with the full mouth. Again, as a means of encouragement for us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala loves to hear the recitation of Quran as it was revealed. So Quran was revealed with tajweed, and that's how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to hear it being recited by every one of us. It's not, we cannot see, Allah is ghafoorul raheem now. He knows Arabic is not my tongue. It's not my mother tongue. I can't speak Arabic, so never mind. Whatever I'm trying, I'm trying. No, it shouldn't be that attitude. No person just says, you know what, in school, we don't tell our son who's in metrics here, Afrikaans not going to help you in life. You don't worry about it. If you fail, it's okay. We're not going to say that. We know it's not the mother tongue, but for whatever reason we have to do well, so we can get our results. Here, this is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should definitely make an effort. So we'll recite Surah Fatiha and then we'll continue, inshaAllah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
As we have mentioned, that we can recite in unison, because the recitation is where the effort is made. We would be practicing, and to ourselves we'll hear the difference. To ourselves, we have to read aloud.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
So the first verse, Alhamdu, the ha, last week we spoke, but Rabbil Alameen, as compared to
Alhamdu Lillahi Rabbil Alameen.
So that is incorrect. Alameen.
الحمد لله رب العالمين.
And the third, rather the fifth verse, it's numbered as 5 in our Quran, meaning إياك.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
The عين.
إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين.
So the ta is empty, ta. In trying to read the ayn from the throat, try not to read nasta'in. That will be incorrect. So
nasta'in,
each word distinctively has to be pronounced. The ta separate, the ayn separate.
Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in.
And the next verse was the Saad.
Ihdina الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ.
Sira, the Saad, and the Ta also.
Ihdina الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ.
As we had mentioned, important, that there has to be a decrease in speed when we are reading and we're trying to recite the Quran with Tajweed. We can't be reading the same portion in the same amount of time that we were reciting it. There has to be some difference, and then in time we would see betterment and improvement in our recitation. Surah Yasin, inshallah. Last week we had recited till the second ruku of Surah Yasin. So today we start from the third ruku, which is page 613, the beginning of the 23rd para. And Juz of the Quran, 613. Tilawat of the Quran is the highest form of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we speak about the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is the dhikr of Allah. A person takes a tasbih and he recites subhanallah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, etc. That is also the dhikr of Allah. But the highest form of the dhikr of Allah, the highest form, is tilawat of the Quran. That's the highest form.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa ayatul lahumul ardul maytah. أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون لِيَأْكُلُوا مِنْ ثَمَرِهِ وَمَا عَمِلَتْهُ أَيْدِيهِمْ أَفَلَا يَشْكُرُونَ سُبْحَانَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَزْوَاجَ كُلَّهَا مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ وَمِنْ أَنْفُسِهِمْ وَمِمَّا لَا يَعْلَمُونَ.
We see that this noon has got a mim on the top, so the mim is recited and not the noon. مِمَّا تُنْبِتُ الْأَرْضُ. There is a two ways of reading it, but we are safe by reading the meme. Mimma tumbitul ard as compared to tun. We don't read the noon, we read the meme.
Wa ayatul lahumul layl naslakhu minhun nahara fa idha hum mudhlimun والشمس تجري لمستقر لها ذلك تقدير العزيز العليم والقمر قدرناه منازل حتى عاد كالعرجون القديم للشمس ينبغي لها أن تدرك القمر ولا الليل سابق النهار وكل في فلك يسبحون وآية لهم أنا حملنا ذريتهم في الفلك المشحون وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ وَإِنْ نَشَأْ نُغْرِقْهُمْ فَلَا صَرِيخَ لَهُمْ وَلَا هُمْ يُنْقَذُونَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنَّا وَمَتَاعًا إِلَى حِينَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَمَا خَلْفَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
Just one example, that if there is negligence in the tajweed, the difference in the meaning. Example in this verse, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ, if you read قِيلَ with a قَاف, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا, when it is said to them, fear. When it is said to them. And if a person neglects that and he says, instead of a qaf, he recites kaf. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمُ اتَّقُوا, when it is measured for them, fear. What's measure? The whole meaning is changed. So وَإِذَا قِيلَ, when it is said, as compared to قِيلَ, قِيلَ means to measure. When it is measured for them, what is being measured? So the whole meaning is distorted. اتَّقُوا وَذَا قَافْ is fear Allah. وَذَا قَافْ, no word like that. There's no word. جِي أعوذ بالله من الشيطان.
وَمَا تَأْتِيهِمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِمْ إِلَّا كَانُوا عَنْهَا مُعْرِضِينَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ أَنْفِقُوا مِمَّا رَزَقَكُمُ اللَّهُ قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنُطْعِمُ مَنْ لَوْ يَشَاءُ اللَّهُ أَطْعَمَهُ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ وَيَقُولُونَ مَتَى هَذَا الْوَعْدُ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ مَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً تَأْخُذُهُمْ وَهُمْ يَخِصِّمُونَ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ تَوْصِيَةً وَلَا إِلَى أَهْلِهِمْ يَرْجِعُونَ وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ قَالُوا يَا وَيْلَنَا مَنْ بَعَثَنَا مِنْ مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَصَدَقَ الْمُرْسَلُونَ.
This is one of the places in the Quran. مِن مَرْقَدِنَا, we have to make sakta. Now this is something we have to know because we are the servants of Allah and this is the kalam of Allah. Making sakta means we stop by holding the breath and then continuing. We don't lose the breath. So therefore, مِن مَرْقَدِنَا هَذَا مَا وَعَدَ الرَّحْمَنِ, and continue. There are four such places in the Quran where we would do this. This is one of them. The other is the first verse of Surah Al-Kahf. Alhamdulillahilladhi anzala ala 'abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja qayyiman liyunzira ba'san shadidan min ladunhu wa yubashshir. And the other is in the 29th juz of the Quran. Wa qila man raq. And in the 30th juz of the Quran, the second quarter, Surah Mutaffifun, is a person recites, Kalla bal rana ala qulubihim. So you can't continue. Mimar qadina hadha mawad rahman wa sadaqa al mursalun. The meaning is totally changed. You're not allowed to continue. If you stop, meaning you make a complete stop, it's still better as compared to continuing. No continuation of the recitation at all. So there's four places, this is one of them.
إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ جَمِيعٌ لَدَيْنَا مُحْضَرُونَ فَالْيَوْمَ لَا تُظْلَمُ نَفْسٌ شَيْئًا وَلَا تُجْزَوْنَ إِلَّا مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ إِنَّ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ الْيَوْمَ فِي شُغُلٍ فَاكِهُونَ هُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُهُمْ فِي ظِلَالٍ عَلَى الْأَرَائِكِ مُتَّكِئُونَ لَهُمْ فِيهَا فَاكِهَةٌ وَلَهُمْ مَا يَدَّعُونَ سَلَامٌ قَوْلًا مِّن رَّبٍّ رَّحِيمٍ وَامْتَازُوا الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُّبِينٌ وَأَنِ اعْبُدُونِي هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ وَلَقَدْ أَضَلَّ مِنْكُمْ جِبِلًّا كَثِيرًا أَفَلَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْقِلُونَ هَذِهِ جَهَنَّمُ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ اصْلَوْهَا الْيَوْمَ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْفُرُونَ الْيَوْمَ نَخْتِمُ عَلَى أَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَتُكَلِّمُنَا أَيْدِيهِمْ وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَطَمَسْنَا عَلَى أَعْيُنِهِمْ فَاسْتَبَقُوا الصِّرَاطَ فَأَنَّى يُبْصِرُونَ وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَمَسَخْنَاهُمْ عَلَى مَكَانَتِهِمْ فَمَا اسْتَطَاعُوا مُضِيًّا وَلَا يَرْجِعُونَ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ.
Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.